Welcome to Cosplay and Cocktails. This is Paige.
And I'm Jessie, as always.
As always. Just a slightly more hoarse Jessie.
I got them vocal cord nodules.
I thought you were going to say I got that post-Dragon Con.
I mean, it is from Dragon Con. It's at Dragon Con, there's a lot of stuff happening that makes my vocal cord nodules worse. So, like, you have to talk so loud because it's like 80,000 people. I would not be surprised. We'll have to see if we can find. See if you can look up. This is also a road trip episode, as you can probably tell. We're driving home from Dragon Con right now. Hence why my voice sounds the way it does.
Yeah.
So this is like a double ASMR. Maybe that cancels out the hoarseness.
Maybe. Yeah,
and the road noise cancel each other out. One's annoying and the other is pleasant. I don't know.
So join us, won't you, on our journey home. And we're going to tell you about Dragon Con.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah.
Which was a blast.
If my voice holds out.
If Jessie's voice holds out. So that's what you can expect out of this episode, you guys. Cocktail Corner. Jessie, we talked before Dragon Con about a drink we were going to try at Dragon Con, and we did our first night. We really pulled it together and did it.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them what it was?
Well, we had an interviewee recommend that we should have a Negroni.
Yes.
And then there's that Negroni TikTok.
Yeah. From the...
So, it's not from...
It's from the Emma... Yeah, it's from an Emma Darcy, interview.
So we decided to try a Negroni, and it was very bad.
It was very bad.
It tasted like grapefruit died.
I think
it tastes like grapefruit that died for 7 days.
It was not great. We
and then came back to life, and it was even more powerful.
Yeah, we made everyone in our little circle try it. We're like, if we have to experience this, so do you.
Yeah.
And we got some pretty great videos of everybody trying it. It was bad.
I think we, poor old Big J man, I think we
broke him.
We broke a piece of him.
I don't think that's ever coming back.
I mean, I'm never ordering a Negroni again. Well, that's for damn sure.
Absolutely not. So, you know, if you like Negroni, okay. But also, why?
I think it's very bitter. It's very bitter. I think that's why a couple of us said grapefruit. I think that's
why. I tasted dirt.
Dirt's not that bitter. I'd rather have dirt. I'm dead serious. Dirt is just kind of, you know, like, earthy. That... Dirt doesn't bite you like that.
It did bite.
So bitter.
It did bite.
And at first you would drink it and it was fine. It was just a little floral. Just maybe the dirt taste. But then the bitterness.
Yep.
It didn't taste like something that it was... it tasted like something that you would give a child that had eaten poison. So that they would puke it up.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you need to puke up poison, then
chug a Negroni.
Order a Negroni. You won't be able to chug it. I don't reckon.
Hey, Jesse, you feeling curious about anything?
Yeah. So, listener and Paige, what is a costume that you would like to do that would take a lot of work, like a year's worth of work?
So I think, I don't know how long this cosplay would take me, and it's one that I would like to do, but I think it's gonna be quite a bit of work. I would like to do Satine from Moulin Rouge. I'd like to do her pink number with the feathers on the butt. That is one of my favorite looks from the movie, and there's just a lot of, like, beading and sequins and feathers, and I just, it's one of those I just think is gonna be a beast to tackle. So that is the first one that comes to mind for me, but gosh, who knows, like, it could be something completely different next week, but that's what comes to mind. What about you?
Oh, I reckon, full honesty, that if it would take a year to build it, I would just buy it.
Yeah.
I would pay someone else to spend a year to make it.
Well, what's one of those that, like,
you... something that would be really time-consuming. I don't know. I would like to try more prop building. I would like to try maybe, like, droid building or something like that. Like, again, just, like, a complete dream. Like, something... Oh, actually, or, like, a little vehicle.
Oh, yes. That's your new goal.
We saw a guy driving around in, like, a... adult-sized mouse droid. He drove it in the parade. I would like something like that, that I could drive around Dragon Con. Or, Dragon Con, there's a lot of costumes that are, like, big displays. Like, the Quest Wizard. That might take a while to build, like, a big display like that. You know, like, a swamp for me to sit in and give people quests from the Swamp Witch.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing a year's worth of fucking beading. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing a year's worth of embroidery. I'm not doing a year's worth of sewing. I'm not doing... Or maybe a really elaborate crocheted costume. We saw a couple.
Mm-hmm.
That would take a long time. Like, you know, a big ball gown all crocheted would take... Yeah. A good long while. Yep. So, yeah, one of those, either like a really elaborate prop or something crocheted.
So Dragon Con 2023, we might not ever recover from this Dragon Con.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Yeah, getting old. So we drove this year instead of flying. We did not want to have to worry about, like, luggage as much, like being able to fit things in certain amounts of carry-ons and, you know, checked bags. And more importantly, we just wanted the freedom to be able to leave when we wanted to and really get down there when we wanted to. So I mean, we aren't home yet, but I'm really glad that we did that so far. So, Jesse, let's just go down the list and kind of talk about our cosplays of the weekend. Or...
Yeah, I don't think we'll really have to talk much about a lot of them we've done before.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Thursday night, we did a group cosplay with our Texas friends, and we did... Moulin Rouge mixed with Disney.
Yeah, like the Moulin Rouge stage musical.
Yes, yep. Can't like a Can-Can dancer. Mm. And Jessie,
which a lot of people read as like Western Saloon Girl, which was not something I considered.
Mm-mm.
But like, fair.
Right,
You know, it's one of those, when we were burlesque Star Wars, I think we heard a couple other...
Similar, like...
Cabaret, right. Star Wars or something like that, which, you know... Again, fair, like, they're, like, as long as people could recognize them.
Right.
That's, yeah.
So, Jesse and I were Cinderella's wicked stepsisters.
Yeah.
And this one, we've talked about it before on the podcast a little bit, but it was very, like, vague. We were very vague about it. This one was interesting because
always make me be vague.
Yeah, I like to be vague. We wanted these to really look similar. We wanted to not only coordinate well with our Texas friends, with the rest of the group, but we also really were wanting for her and I to come across as because they match.
Right, that's how they are in the movie. That's how they are in the parks, mm-hmm. the characters in the parks. So we really, it was a... interesting new challenge for I think both of us, mm-hmm. because we had to coordinate a lot more, like you know, we always talk about our cosplays as we're building them and like bounce ideas off of each other, but we've never really had to do as much coordination.
So it was definitely, it was very like, okay, hey, I'm going to do this. What are you doing for this? Like, or what do you think about doing for this? This is what I'm thinking.
We knew that their dresses in the movie and the dresses they wear in the parks are not 100% identical.
Right.
So we knew that we could get away with a few little differences.
Pick and choose from the two. And also with it being a mashup, that helped as well. But yeah, we started out with, we bought corsets that we ended up adding trim and lace and stuff to. And that helped, I think. That was like a good starting point for both of us.
The top half was identical.
Yes, the top, except for colors. Like, yeah, it was the exact same corset, different colors. And that was a great base for both of us because it just gave us both something to work off of, I felt like. And once we found those corsets, we were like, okay, now this corset is, our corset is this color, so our skirts are going to be these colors. And we just kind of kept building on top of that. We did make our skirts differently, but I mean, I was really happy with how both of them looked.
Yeah, I was worried that mine was going to look too different, but it really, I don't think it did.
Mm-hmm.
From everybody else's.
What do you think was the most difficult part of that build for you?
Honestly, like figuring out how I was gonna, and this probably the overskirt, the actual like main skirt, that was a majority of the work. Figuring out how I was gonna do it. The pattern that you used, I did not think was going to work for me. Mm-hmm. I still don't think it was gonna work for me. I did a lot of geometry and just as a much bigger waist as a, you know, plus size gal, I just didn't think it was gonna proportionally work out right. So I made a different style of skirt. And I think that worked well. I guess actually the overskirt wasn't that bad, other than like I put the trim on the bottom, like the trim on the bottom didn't work how I wanted it to, and then I ended up putting on different trim to make it longer and look more like everyone else's, and then that trim was a huge, it looked fucking weird, it was like belled in like a flower or something, so that looked really weird, and then it was just really like, then I had like trying to fix that trim without taking it off, and so probably the overskirt. The underskirt, the ruffle skirt, was work. It was a fair bit of work, but it wasn't really hard. It was pretty, you know, like sewing the ruffles in a straight stitch. And taking apart, I took apart like two or three other skirts and stole the ruffles so that I could not have to make ruffles. But honestly, I think if I was going to do it again, I probably wouldn't make the ruffles again. Let's not go crazy here, but I would probably buy like satin ruffles if I could, so I didn't have to make them, and I wouldn't have to, like, because some of the ruffles fell apart when I was trying to take them from the other skirt, and like some of them got really, really long and the proportions were weird and stuff, didn't it? So anyway, that was time consuming, but the overskirt was probably the hardest. And then I decided last minute, you freaking bamboozled me, you tricked me into buying that damn $22 trim. So then, like, literally 2 days before Dragon Con, being like, okay, I guess I'm gonna put this trim on there now. How am I gonna get it on there? I guess I'll tack it, and then being worried that that wasn't gonna look like, you know, that I tacked it on differently, and then but I think it came together pretty well. I was worried about that one. I
wanted to try to make mine as close to Sheila's as possible, like the underskirt, and I knew I could do it. I just was expecting it to be a lot harder. It was not easy. I wouldn't say it was easy, but it was not anywhere near as hard as I thought it was going to be. It was time consuming, cutting all the strips, making all the ruffles, and then like trying to lay them down and stuff. But overall, like once I got started, I felt like it really zipped by. But yeah, that skirt was a beast and was so freaking heavy, but I was really happy with how all of us looked. I thought we all looked great, and a lot of people got it. A lot of people recognized us. I mean, we had a lot of compliments, and it was a really fun one to wear.
Making the headpiece, that was probably my favorite part, because it was easy, and I got to be creative with it still. So I used some of like the black trim that we put on our skirts and corsets, and put a little on my headpiece. So that was a nice little extra. I actually made two headpieces because I couldn't figure out what color I wanted to do. So I was worried about that one. I was worried about it.
Yeah, and everything came together.
I reckon I would wear it again.
But I would absolutely wear it again.
She's gonna need some more. Mine is. I will probably remake the overskirt because I used the cheapest satin in the world, and it got, my cats went at it and, you know, like pulled at it, and also the back seam just kept getting gaps in it. I don't know if I sewed it with too wide of stitches or if I didn't leave enough like seam allowance or what, but they pulled out a lot, so I had to repair that like last minute, and it was fine. Like, I don't know, it's easier for me to say now I'm gonna remake that skirt, but I guess ask me if we ever have concrete plans right. to actually wear it again, right. And then maybe not,
right? Yeah, I can't think of anything. Like, we didn't have any major issues with that one. Like, it was a good one. And then Friday, we actually re-wore our Midgen Susie from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We knew we wanted to wear it. We knew it was I think when we wore it the first time, we were like, we're bringing this to Dragon Con. Like, this is fun.
I will say that one thing that we learned. So we, like, I think we, the good thing we picked up from our Texas friends is changing into more comfortable costumes in the mornings, mm-hmm. and then doing the bigger ones at night.
Yep.
So that that way we can make it longer.
And it gives us a chance. Like, I feel like every time we did that this year, which is like, we have started changing, like we've started doing cosplay changes, but like this year, like we took our time with it, and like we sat down and we rested and we like had a drink and took our time kind of recharging in the room.
Right.
Like during the cosplay changes, which was
even
really nice.
Even if it's just like an hour to sit in the air conditioning, like away from, like, that's something, like, that I've noticed more is, like, needing a break from the crowds.
Yeah.
Like, we're wanting a break from the crowds.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have that time to, like...
Well, we can kind of, like, regroup and figure out, like, okay, what are we doing? Like, what are the plans for the rest of the day? Like, let's make dinner plans.
Yeah.
Let's do this, you know? Yeah, it was really nice.
My boots were much better this time.
Yeah, wore different boots.
They did pinch my toes a little bit. My pinky toes got a little pinched in them. But much, much better overall.
I also did not wear a wig with Midge this year. I altered her nightgown because I wanted to be able to wear a bra instead of taping my boobs into place. I wanted to be able to wear a bra, and so I altered it a little bit. But other than that, the only other thing I did differently for that one was I did not wear a wig, and I bought like Dollar Tree hair gel to, the internet told me it would make my hair look wet for a long time, and I thought it worked really well. It wasn't like all day long, but
no, it did, and it looked like it still, and it kind of made sense because her hair
dries over time.
The episode. Yeah. So it looked like when it did dry,
it had been wet.
You know, yeah, it looked like it had, like you had been caught in the rain, right, and it dried. It didn't look like you had blow dried right, or anything like that. Like it looked
disheveled.
Yeah. Not, well, not, you know, not crazy, but like,
It was a good, thank you.
It worked way better than I was worried when you, I was like, did you not practice this? And you're like, who would you think you're talking to?
Who do you think you're talking to?
If I had a nickel for every time, as specifically at Dragon Con, that you've pulled out like a brand new big bottle of product. I didn't really do anything different. I got like some fake cigarettes.
They looked really good.
For, Susie just was like a prop to propose with, and it was fun to have, like, it was a fun prop to have. Like, I'm not, that's not me advocating smoking, like, smoking is fun, but
they looked really realistic, though. They looked,
yeah, I was gonna say, you know, she does, it's set in a different time and she does smoke, right. So, yeah, we also found some listeners that follow us on social media wearing those in the vendor hall.
Oh, we did. You're right. I was like, what are you talking about?
Show. We
we went to the art
show,
and we had a couple come up to us and ask if we had posted. They're like, did you post that you were doing this? And we were like, Jesse was like, no. And I was like, yes, we did.
I started to say no.
And she was like, the podcast on TikTok. And I was like, we were like, yes, we did. And so we met listeners through that way. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I forgot about that little interaction.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like, that is just a cool interaction. Like, I think it's cool when I see people that I know from social media post their costumes, and then
get to see
I see them at the con. Because, again, especially when there are 80,000 people, and you're like, what the heck? Like, how did I happen to find them? So it was kind of cool that someone who happened to see us then... You know, and they were fans of Maisel too, so like,
yeah, that's so they came up, we had a talk, it was awesome.
It was really cool.
So we went back midday or in the evening and changed into another cosplay we've worn before. We did kind of a trial run of it at Dallas Fan Expo this year with our little Sheila. But we had more in the group this year, or this con. We wore our Bridgerton TNG cosplays. I know we both did a little bit of work to them. I was really unhappy with mine. If you've listened to that episode, I did Data at Dallas, and just didn't like my wig, didn't like my makeup. My dress didn't fit me the way I wanted it to. I was not happy with it. So I altered my dress. It had long sleeves. It now has short sleeves. My like overcoat duster thing is now like sleeveless, and it had short sleeves. I took it in. I added trim, and was a lot happier with that. I also did a different character, and I liked it so much better that time around.
Say what character you did.
Tasha Yar.
Dies like a little bitch.
And yeah, I had a wig that I used. I had a wig that I've used for other cosplays before, and I just kind of did a little shadow root with some eyeshadow on that to kind of give her grown out blonde look. But overall, just some slight adjustments on that one, and That was what I wore. Jesse, what did you do to your Troy?
I put on different ribbon.
That's right.
Which I should have just, well, here's the thing. So I used tacking tape to put the ribbon on.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want there to be a seam, you know, visible.
Right.
You know, I don't want people to know that they're sewing there.
Right.
That's why I like Heat and Bond so much. Because I just don't like the way that it looks on some things. Like, so, I use, well, and because originally I was just, part of the reason that we had to use tacking tape was because when we did wear it at Dallas, I was just going to tie it around or maybe wear it with the gold that was existing on the dress. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to do the teal.
And you had to tack it.
And I didn't have a sewing machine.
Or you, no, I mean, use the tacking tape to tack it.
I didn't have a sewing machine. We didn't have time.
Yeah.
But then that tape, so that's part of the reason why I decided to do the black, because when I washed it, I took the teal off and washed it, and the dress like stuck to itself really bad, the tacking tape did, and then so there were like marks all over it, and like I had to use alcohol on it a whole bunch, and then like I needed to use wider ribbon to cover up some of those marks. And I wanted something to break it up more, to look more like a belt. I had like too many teals on teals because I ordered teal gloves also. That's the main difference, I think, was I just did different. But then we had to re-tack it because I tried to tack it not on my body.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this will be fine, and it wasn't fine, and then it kept coming off, so it's off again, so it's probably gonna stick to itself really bad again. But that dress was very cheap, so I'm not that upset about it.
Yeah, so then Saturday, we were super excited about our cosplays for Saturday, and rightly so, because I thought they were awesome. Saturday, we did not change. We just got a little bit later start on the day and wore our What We Do in the Shadows cosplays all day. Jess, you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, I mean, I did almost nothing. I was Nadja. I ordered the dress because it looked very similar to her dress. It's not identical, but very similar. And I did a couple small things. The belt, I moved the Velcro on the belt. And I did some of the sleeves. I can't remember what. Oh, I let out. It had like a really weird big hem that made it more like elbow length sleeve, which are kind of like 3/4 length sleeves. So I let that out a little bit to give it a little bit normal sleeve.
Yeah.
Cause it had like a very weird, hem sleeve thing. But that's all I really did. I mean, I picked out jewelry,
and I guess you kind of had a little bit of a costume change because you...
Yeah, so then when we went back to, like, rest a little and plan for the evening and refresh, I think I said refresh twice, I knew when I was, like, I would, like, when I decided I wanted to do Nadja for Dragon Con, I was like, oh, yeah, I think it would be cool to do, like regular Nadja during the day and then drugs blood. There's an episode where they drink like drugs blood. And I think it'd be fun to do that one at night. And it was fun to do that one at night.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot of fun. When Jessie said that she was going to do Nadja again, I have been wanting to do the guide from season one, for a while. And so as soon as she said that, I was like, all right, on it. I think we decided in Texas that we were going to do that. So I did her, like, when you meet the guide for the first time and for the first season, I made the dress. It was very simple. It takes, I mean, I did have to think about, but use my brain a little bit, but very simple black, long gown. I, got a hoop skirt. I bought some like glove things to wear under it, bought a wig. Probably the biggest thing on that was I bought and made teeth. That's not the biggest thing. And I really like the teeth that, Jesse picked up for me the day before Dragon Con, you know, as you do. But I had made some that I wasn't as happy with out of,
thermoplastic.
And I wasn't as happy with those, but I brought them as backup, and I'm glad I did, because, my little like form thing popped out of the ones that I bought. So I did end up wearing the other ones.
Did you break the little tooth, or did you?
It was just the inside part.
So you can get more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're still usable. But probably the hardest part, and I knew that going into it, she wears a lot of really cool hats, and the one in the scene that I wanted to do, I could not find anything like it anywhere that I was happy with. So, I actually called in my mom to help me figure out how to make a hat, because I was like, I think I want to use some, craft foam and some felt, and we actually had a vintage hat base, but that was probably the hardest part, and I don't know that I could have done it without my mom's help, because it was a beast. But I was really happy with how that turned out, and yeah, it was just a really fun one to wear. This was my first time wearing that type of hoop skirt. Well, I've worn panniers at Dragon Con before, but only in the evening, and so like wearing a hoop skirt all day was interesting, but like not. It's not nearly as big as your, as big as your hoop skirt, but.
Yeah.
So we wore those all day. You bought extra glow sticks for your drugs blood.
That was something else I did. That was honestly the hardest part of that costume, was tracking down the fucking tiara, the glow stick crown. That was the hardest part of that costume, was finding them. I looked everywhere online, couldn't find them. Yeah, so the hardest part of Nadja by far was finding her the glow stick tiara.
But you bought extra, and we went to Heroes and Villains.
So I bought extra glow sticks, just because she has a necklace of glow sticks. She actually has some around her waist too, in the full clip, which I did not see. But you know, you live and you learn. And she has like glow sticks on her hand, like the bigger, chunkier glow sticks. So, we went to a party, and before we didn't stay very long because I was like, oh, it turns out actually I'm old, I can't do this. Like, I would need that's like basically what I told Paige. I was like, my knee is like starting to twinge, my toes are pinching, and like to actually have fun at this party, I would have to have a ton of drinks.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that, so I'm just gonna call it. But y'all can stay, and they didn't want to stay without me because I'm the life of the party, obviously.
Something like that.
So we were like, well, we should give out all the glow sticks before we leave, and people, we were like celebrities handing out those glow sticks. It was very cool. So that's something I reckon. There's a few things we talked about. We'll put them in the episode, so hopefully we'll remember them. But like,
things we want to do next year.
Well, things we want to do next year. And taking glow sticks to hand out at a party, just like as a swag, just as like a, you know, like.
It was really fun because like it was part of your cosplay, so it made sense for you to have them.
Right.
And I would definitely wear these again.
Yeah, that
so
would be
a fun like one to change into even at night.
Mine was very, other than my wig got a little itchy, which I don't remember it being that bad before. I'd wear that one again.
So you know, one thing I think I would do differently is I would maybe get a little raven friend, put him on my hat or put him on my shoulder. I mean, I'm not gonna get 500 ravens, but maybe just one. So we wore those all day Saturday, had a super great time in those. And then Sunday morning, we, you and your brother had a little group cosplay. You did like an easy, fun one, and I threw on my Bernard that I've worn before. I did not do anything to him. He was good old Bernard, same as always, and he's just, once again, just like a really fun, easy, comfortable one to wear. You want to talk about your little group cosplay?
Yeah, so my brother and I really like the documentary now, Sandy Passage, the first episode of the Netflix. I actually think it was an IFC series, which is a spoof of Grey Gardens, the documentary Grey Gardens. So we decided, kind of last minute, you would send me something random about Bill Hader.
Seems
and
right.
That made me think, like, oh, maybe we should try to do this. And I was like, hey, this would be really simple to do if you wanted to try to pull it together. So I did Big Vivi to match my brother's Little Vivi. And I'm happy with the way it came out. Like, I don't think it looked bad. I think it looked accurate to the show. Only things I was a little disappointed in was that my slippers didn't work. Like, they just weren't feasible to wear. They were really uncomfortable. I don't think anyone knew who I was, even with Jake. I thought that with Jake, it would make mine recognizable, and it didn't. I don't think anyone knew who I was. And other than, there's people on the elevator.
Yeah, there were some people, yeah.
But I think that, like, there were people that came up and talked to...
I think what hindered you and, obviously, you cannot do anything about this, but I think what hindered you is you are not a man.
I think so, too. I think
like,
so too.
I think if you would have been a man, it would have been a lot more readable.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Fred Armisen just has such a more...
specific facial.
Yeah, like, he has a much more angular, square face, masculine face than I do.
Right.
So, it made it a little... you might be right.
I thought it was a really well done.
It might be, yeah, like
fun cosplay, but I think it wasn't as recognizable because you are in fact a lady.
Yeah, that very well could be. And like again, they have much less distinct clothes. Like little Vivi wears the sweatpants as a scarf and the pinned together skirt and the bodysuit, and Big Vivi and Big Edie in the documentary pretty much just wears regular old lady clothes.
Right.
So, that I think was part of it too, is that we were just wearing old lady clothes. So I hoped that being with Jake would make it a little more recognizable, and that just unfortunately wasn't really the case. But I still am happy with the way it looked.
Yep, it was cute.
So that's the main one, at least as I can think of now. I guess we're already to Sunday, so that's the only one I wouldn't wear again.
So after we wore those, we changed into another cosplay that we've worn again. We really were trying to maximize our time this year by re-wearing some cosplays that we were happy with from previous.
Right. Well, and we kind of like, you know, I don't say we kind of have to, but like we go to so many.
We put a lot more work into our cosplays now than we did say like 5-ish years ago. And like, so the time and money we spend on these cosplays, like, we're like, yeah, we do want to wear them again.
Well, and also like sometimes we just
don't
like, you know, you wear them for a trial. Like, we didn't wear our Bridgerton TNG one
very long
at all at Dallas. So like, then you're like, well, I want to wear that more.
Right.
There's still a lot of people that haven't seen it.
Right.
Like, why? Like, and why not? Like, why?
So anyway, so we had decided to rewear our Sailor Scout Thor and Loki. We wore those at Evil Con in Evansville earlier this year. I think that was our first con of the year.
It was.
And so we changed into those. I did a little bit of taking in on mine. But really, I don't think... I mess with my the Loki horns a little bit because they still did not sit where my head where I needed them to. But it was better than it was when we wore them the first time. But I really didn't do anything different to mine. I was going to bring this up earlier when you were making fun of me for not trying the hair gel before, but you bought a new wig and didn't try it on before.
Yeah, well, I bought a new, Sailor Moon wig, and I thought, oh, it's going to be exactly like my old one, and it wasn't.
And it did not fit her head, but I really liked the wig you wore instead.
Luckily, I brought a backup wig that I had. I hadn't messed with it, really, but I had at least opened it up to verify that, okay, it's a decent-looking wig. So I brought that just in case, and luckily I did because I did need it. Yep. So,
it was very recognizable. So.
Yeah, it was, everybody, again, the hammer, it goes a long way.
That was our cosplay roundup. Something really cool did happen Sunday night when we were in Thor and Loki. We were out with our friends, hanging out in the atrium of the Marriott, and we had some people come up and be like, cosplaying cocktails! And so we met a listener that we had never interacted with before, and they saw us standing there and recognized us and came up, and we kind of lost our minds a little bit. It was really exciting to meet one of you. Yeah. So if that is ever something that happens, you see us, please come say hi, because I promise you we will be more excited than you are.
I will probably cry. I will probably start tearing up.
You did.
Hopefully we will have swag. We were out of swag by that point.
Yes, we were. Yep.
We need to be better about that, constant vigilance. Always have swag for listeners.
Yep. So, Jesse, anything major you want to touch on about DragonCon? What was your favorite thing we did? We only went to one panel. Oh, we went to two. We went to Miss Star Trek. Or Miss Redacted.
Yeah.
I'm not in SAG, actually, so I'm okay.
I think just, walking around seeing the costumes.
The thing that came to my mind was we did yesterday morning whenever everybody was still asleep.
Oh.
We did a couple quests.
That was, Sunday morning was dead.
Dead.
And I mean, this was not early, early morning. This was
10:30, yeah.
And so there was stuff going on. It was dead.
Yeah.
So we did some people had set up and had quests to do, so that was super fun.
That was fun.
A new thing for us,
something we may try to do next year.
We may be given some quests next year. I think it would be fun
Sunday, yeah, when it's not
to
busy.
Have something comfy to wear, wizard robes or mm-hmm. Swamp witch again.
Set up shop on the atrium where it's dead and just hang out.
Set up a lawn chair swamp. Have some prizes and
make people bring us trinkets.
And make people bring their swag to me. That's really the genius part of it.
It really is. That was a lot of fun. That's not something we've done before at Dragon Con. And I noticed a lot more of it, I feel like, this year. There's a lot more quests, opportunities,
Well, it's probably anything. You see someone doing it and you're that's a good idea.
Yeah. But even last night, Sunday night, while we were hanging out with our friends and Thor and Loki, we had a bunch of people come up and ask for pictures of us because they either had they needed a picture of or with a villain or comic book character or all the, and
it was fun doing our quest to look for those specific costumes.
It was fun. I imagine that is going to be our first cosplay we work on is what we want, how we want to do that. Yeah. You can get trinkets. Yeah. I just think it really would hit all the boxes that we like.
Yeah. And it's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Swag and swap, that's one of my favorite parts of Dragon Con is, hunting swag, mm-hmm. and trading with people, and then rehiding things. I did a lot more, just going to brag on myself a little bit, I did a lot more rehiding of things mm-hmm. or not picking up things that just everything
she
that I
found. She didn't just grab every single swag she saw.
I know. I didn't. I let other people. So,
We did not bring a ton of our like cosplay repair kit swag bags that we made that one year, like con survival kits, and that's something I know you said you texted me about it. I did not see it, and that's something I wish I would have seen and done, because I enjoyed putting those together.
Yeah, we like more swag next year.
More swag.
That's another thing about like one of the bad things about swagging in cosplay is that
you have to carry it.
You have to carry it, yeah. And we oftentimes try to have like a small bag, or you may just have pockets. You usually just have pockets.
I try real hard.
And, you know.
Yeah, but it might be set, like, you know, especially if we do do some kind of swamp witch situation. Like, it would be, that would be a fun way to give out swag. And maybe we need to plan on just be better planners.
Yeah,
we need to be better planners.
Yeah.
Something else cool that this year brought was our podcast listener turned friend Kinsey stayed with us this year.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to spend a lot of time with her, and that was a lot of fun. She is great, and we love her. And she's also like really good at swagging. Like, she is swag master over there. So here's another question for you, Jesse. What do you think the most popular cosplay was this year?
Oh, Barbie.
For sure.
Barbie, like, that's not, it's not even hands down,
right? Which we kind of knew going in, like, we kind of talked about it going in.
The only,
there was a lot of Barbie mashups, which was fun.
Yes, the Barbie mashups were really cool. I wasn't necessarily expecting those.
No, I was not,
just because
I was just expecting more straight Barbie,
mm-hmm.
or Ken, or, you know, like Barbie movie, or like vintage Barbies or whatever.
We saw multiple Star Trek, Barbies, like, two different, like,
Klingons,
like,
and
two different Klingon. There were two different Klingon Barbies in the Miss Redacted
mm-hmm.
Universe pageant.
Yep.
Again, the only thing I thought maybe would be the strike, and because it is a.
We did. We saw Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher cosplays
saw
with.
Four Fran Dreschers.
You saw four?
Four total.
Wow.
And then someone as the mom from the nanny.
Okay. What is there anything that you're like, oh, I wish, like, I really wish we would have done this, or I wish this had happened differently, or like, I wish Dragon Con would have done this differently?
I wish they would cap the attendance.
It was very busy.
Friday, again, I don't know what it was. If anybody hears something, you know, like, I love rumors, particularly Dragon Con rumors. So, if anybody knows why Friday seems so crazy busy and Saturday and Sunday did not seem that busy, like, let us know.
This was also our first year staying at the Westin, and we were really happy with it.
I reckon we're Westin folks now.
Yep.
I really, I think it was probably I'll look at the, like, unless we get any big surprise charges or anything.
Right.
Like, it was, they had multiple, like, free snacks.
Mm-hmm.
They had, and, like, cute snacks, too.
The elevators were never that bad.
The elevators were the best we've had in any host hotel.
So, like, it's nice to be able to get away from the craziness.
There is stuff that goes on in the Westin. But, like, it's not as...
Go, go, go is the Marriott.
Right. Or the Hilton.
Or the Hilton or the Hyatt. Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
People don't really hang out as much just in the common areas of the Westin. I reckon we're going to shoot for the Westin again next year. It was... Even though it's farther away from, like, the main... crowd, it's a easy walk. It's, you know, a block. It's basically a block.
Mm-hmm.
On flat terrain, which is a huge thing. I'm not doing that hill as little as possible up and down that hill.
Yeah.
And if you're in the host hotels, you can take the sky bridges and avoid the hill, and you can still, like, you can get to the Sheraton from the Hilton.
Yeah.
Or the Cortland Grand now, excuse me.
How dare you? Yeah.
So.
You have any final thoughts, any roundup commentary on DragonCon 2023?
Yeah, I guess the only thing, like, we can't really comment on it as much because we didn't do a ton of panels. But I watched them on DragonCon TV, and it was interesting because because of the strike, they did not have, like, live audience questions for the celebrity panels. They had, like, a Discord where you went and put in your question, and then they reviewed it, and, like, only certain questions got selected. So I think that would have maybe been a turnoff for some people.
We probably would have liked it.
And yeah, maybe that's why Friday seemed so much busier, and then Saturday and Sunday didn't. Maybe people realized.
Or there was maybe just more big celebrity panels Saturday and Sunday, so it didn't seem as busy.
That might be too, that everybody was in. Well, we read that there were, like, autograph and picture lines getting up to, like, 7 hours.
Yep, for Andy Serkis.
So everybody might be dead. Everybody might have been down in line.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting going into 2024 to see how that kind of affects
other
cosplay
too,
convention culture. One thing that was interesting is Jimmy Buffett died
while we were
at Dragon Con. And then literally, like, 2 hours later, after we had read it, there was, like, a whole-ass Jimmy Buffett memorial set up with surfboard.
Three different Jimmy Buffett cosplayers.
Yeah, three or four Jimmy Buffetts playing Jimmy Buffett music.
We were like, how did they, was this planned before? Like, were they already like, we're doing Jimmy Buffett this year? Or was this like, oh, we found out, it was the day he died.
It was crazy. It was hours after we read it.
It was crazy.
It was literally hours after we read that he had passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess overall, you know, we always do new things every year at Dragon Con. We went to the secret food court. That's the first time.
Yep.
I knew it was a thing, but I've never actually eaten there. We went there.
Yep.
It
was a good time.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
As always. Yeah, I guess that's the main.
Yeah. So that is our Dragon Con 2023 roundup. Thank you for joining us on this road trip episode on our journey home. We're not home yet, but we are getting really close, guys. Like, we're...
I mean, I wouldn't say that Nashville's really close, but...
Well,
there's the Eye of Sauron, appropriate.
We are looking at the Eye of Sauron right now. If you would like to follow along with us, you can find us on the social medias. We are on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We're also over on TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. We posted a lot of TikToks. I still actually have a couple TikToks to post from Dragon Con. And we met people through that, so that's cool. We post things. You can send us things and talk to us that way.
Don't be surprised if you find us through that, if I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she doesn't know what we post.
I just mostly accidentally post pictures of my cats, and I didn't realize I was posting to my cosplay Instagram.
Correct.
So.
That's why she hangs out over at the email.
You know, you can send me cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes, cocktails we should try. Not a Negroni.
Nope.
If it's similar to a Negroni,
nope,
we are not going to like it.
Nope.
So please don't suggest it, because it will
hurt us.
There's only so many pieces I have left inside.
Yep.
And the Negroni took a couple of them. So please don't hurt us with cocktails.
Or worse.
I'm glad we tried it. I am glad we tried it, because we've been saying we were going to for a long time. But I will never. It was like Malort. It was almost like Malort.
That, yeah.
It was. Also Malort. Don't
we've
suggest.
Tried it. We're not doing it.
So you can send me those non-Negroni, non-Malort cocktail recipes and mocktail recipes. episode ideas, people you want us to interview, things you want us to talk about in the world.
Cons we should go to. Mm-hmm. We are getting ready to start a new con season soon.
Yeah.
Once Dragon Con's over, it's new con season, yeah. Baby. So let us know if there's a con you think we'd love, we'd really enjoy.
Yeah.
You'd like us to go to.
Anything you'd like us to cover from the world of nerdy, you know. You can send weird fish pics, interesting plants and mushrooms. Yeah, new folks that we met at Dragon Con, drop us a line. Send me a weird fish pic, why don't you? Maybe you found out about us at Dragon Con, you found one of our swaggle baggles, and then you were like, hey, this swaggle baggle, look at this guy. I'm going to figure out what this is. And you're like, podcast? I love podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah, if you did, welcome. Drop me a line, won't you? Because if you post on the social media, I will not know you exist. Yeah, you can send it to our email, which is, in fact, cosplayingcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Well, Jesse, what do you reckon?
Well, I reckon it's time we best be scooting.
All the way back home.
Hopefully.
Okay, bye!
Bye!